Let us again start from the bottom of the Daf Talid Amud Aleph. Meisvei Sloim Dinrim. We have a Baraisa. The Baraisa speaks about that there was a Shtar that was either written Sloim or it was written Dinrim. And in the Shtar, it did not mention how many Sloim were lent or how many dinrim were lent. Malva Oimel Chomesh. The Malva said that he had lent 5 sloim, or 5 dinrim. Veloiva Oimel Sholish. And the Loiva says that only 3 sloim or dinrim were lent. Abshimim ben Elozar Oimel, Hoyel Vohide Mixes Ataine. Even though he is a Maida b'mikzis, Yeshava, so that's why he has to swear. Rabbi Kiva Oimer ain't ella kemeshiv aveide. That he's a meshiv aveide, since in the shtar there's no mention of the schum of the sloim of the din, or the dinrim. So, him a machlekes Rashi and Taisa, so Rashi learns that there was a takone, a meshev aveide. It means if someone was not forced to say this, and he said it, so he's a meshev aveide, and there was a takone, a meshev aveide, should not have to swear. Let us see Rashi, just 1 minute. Sloim dinrim. Shtar shekosav by pliny lava mi pliny sloim. It says pliny borrowed sloim, but like pirish kame. In the shtar it does not mention the amount of sloim that were borrowed. Vechein shtar shekosav by dinrim stam. Or the shtar said dinrim. So Rav Shimon ben Elozar says, he's a meida b'miktsas. And Rabbi Kiva says, "Eina lekemeshe vaveide, medahavale lemeimer shtayim vashtar mesayid." He could have very easily said shtayim, and the shtar is mesayaya, the time of the nitve. The kivin de loy pirish, since in the shtar it is not mentioned the amount of sloim adinrim, nikorim advom sheshnayim oyu. That's why there was no necessity to write in the shtar the amount of sloim dinrim. The meat sloim beit, the kivin the oma gimel. So since the loivis says that there were gimel, so malamaisa he's being moide more than it was necessary to be moide beetzem. Is meishiv aveidahu, so he's a meishiv aveidah, b'chachomim potru, as meishiv aveidah min ha-shvueh, it's not a moiti, as a metziya, lo yeshova, he shouldn't swear. Just like to mention two nekudas, we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. Rabbi Kiva says he's a meishiv aveidah, and Rashi says, because he was moide more than the shtar obligated him to say. So he's considered a meishiv aveide, and Rav Shimon Elozar holds he's not a meishiv aveide. So the Shita Mekabetzer says, because of this, it's a very modern baraisa. The baraisa says there was a shtar, 2 cases. One case that it said tzloim in the shtar. Another case, it said dinrim in the shtar. 2 cases, what's the difference? It said sloim or dinrim, it's irrelevant. And the malva says 5, and the loiva says 3. So the Shittim Kibetzes wants to tell us a revuse. Sloim is a large amount of money. So even though he was moide, this is sloim is telling us a chiddush according to Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Even though he was moide next to Sela, which is a lot of money, so I would think that here he's called a meishiv aveide. Look how much he was moide on his own accord. Afal pikein, afilu by sloim, he's also not called, even though he was made an extra seller, Afal Pikein is not considered a Meshav Abed. And the Chavton Dindrim to tell us a Rebus of Rabbi Kiva, even though it was only made in Adina, which is a very small amount, a quarter of a seller, is also considered a Meshav Abed. So Sloim was mentioned, Lerbusa, the Rav Shimon ben Alozo, and Dindrim was mentioned, Lerbusa, the Rabbi Kiva. Now here, Rashi explains, that Meshev Abede is Atakona de Rabbono. It's Atakona de Rabbono. That the Amoitzi Metziah lo Yishova Mibnei Tikkun Olam. The person found a Metziah and the one who lost it is Teiveya him for, he says there was more money in the wallet. So, and the Amoitzi says, no, there was only this amount of money. So he's a meidah b'miktzas. So the Chazal made a takone. He should not be mechuyiv to swear because if he'll be mechuyiv to swear, this will deter people from being meishav avedis. So it's a takone de rabbono. Like to mention, we had learned in the Gimel Amud Aleph, there the Gemara there's the kasha mibnei ma umra teira meidah b'miktzas ataina yishava. And Rashi says he's a meishav avedis. So there we see from Rashi that Meshev Avedis are the Raisa, that the Raisa the Kisvara. And here we see it at Takana the Rabbana. So the Chedushi Harim and Av Gimel explains the difference. The Gemara and Av Gimel asked Akashe, the Torah was Machayev, a Moida B'Miktas, that is Machuyev to swear. A Koifar HaKoil, spotted to swear. So the Rabbi asked Akasha on the logic of the Torah. What did the Torah accomplish by being creating a Chiyuv Shua by a Moida B'Miktzas when at the same time a Koifa Hakol is Potter from a Shua? So by creating a Chiyuv Shua, this is not a Toive. This is not the Toyeles HaToyveya. Fakert. It's legreyese of the teveya, because the teveya, if the halacha will be that a meida b'miktzas has to swear, so the lay will be a kaifa hakel, and he won't have to swear. So no teyelis came about from the chiyuv shvua. So the kasha was, so you let both swear. Let a kaifa hakel also swear, or let none swear. But by saying that by being a meida b'miktzas, the Zachiyev Shvuim, this motivates the person to be a Kaifa HaKoil, where he can avoid having to swear. So there the Kasha was on the Torah. What did the Torah accomplish by creating a Zachiyev Shvuim? Fine. So the Gemara says the Torah accomplished something, nothing but to worry about that in order to avoid the shul be a kaifa hakel, I know the maize pnei balchayim. No, it's very hard to be a kaifa hakel. So we accomplish something by being mechayev shvuim. You don't have to worry that the chiyev shvuim will motivate him to be a kaifa hakel. Difficult to be a kaifa hakel. Fine. So now we understand pshat in this halacha that a meida b'mitzvas ataina is Yeshua. This is a Chiyuv Shvua. The Torah accomplished something by being Mechayev a Shvua. This is L'Teyelis HaTeveya. Now, let's talk about a Meshev Aveda, a real Meshev Aveda. A real Meshev Aveda, he finds a wallet, there's a $100 bill, he comes over to the one who lost it, so the one who lost it asks him, where's the other $100 bill? There was $200 there. So he says, I'm sorry, I only found 100. She's a Meida B'Miktzas. So now there's a Chiyuv Shvua, the Torah said, before Rabbi didn't understand the logic of the Torah, but now we understand the logic, he's a Moida B'Miktzas. So he's Mekuyiv to swear min HaTorah. Chazal said, but listen, if this person is going to swear, this will deter other people not to return Avedis, because, so this, after there's a Chiyuv Shvua, there was a Takot, so now this person is Mekuyiv to swear. The Gemara of Gimel Rabbi is the kasha, why was the Torah Mechayim Bechlala Moida B'Miktzas to swear? by being mechayev a shvua, that will motivate him not to be moider. So that was the kasha mechlal and the chiyev shvua. So Rabbi said a teretz. But now that there is a chiyev shvua, now there was a takone. If you're going to say that this person is going to swear, this will lead that a second person will not be moider. So this is a takone de rabbona. So that is the svar of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that if you'll say that by sholosh he has to swear, so another person won't be moider, and they'll only say what the mashmois hashtar is, and the mashmois hashtar is shtay. Ptani mir, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, imahoyo b'hoide mitzvah satayne yishon. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that he's chayv to swear because he was moide in sholosh. Time adama sholosh. So the whole reason he's chayv a shvua because he said sholosh. Hoshtayim. But if he would have said shtayim, potter. Why v'hai shtar de kamoide be'heilachu? So why by shtayim is he taka potter? Because since shtayim is mavur in the shtar, and the mele, whatever is mavu in the shtar, there's a shibud on it, so it's ki'ilu mote liyad hamal v'domi. So my mele, shtayim is helach. So we have a raya to Rav Sheshes, that helach is pot. Abay shtar de kemoyda bay helach hu, shma mino helach pot. Let us see Rashi, taime doma sholish, kashal, kasalta daita hashta de maisit yufta, midinoket liktayu bisholish b'chom. The machlokes Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is b'sholish v'chamish. Lo nokat v'loy v'omar shtayim. Shema mino b'shtayim le'mechayv le'Rab Shimon Elazar le'forosh v'ozul. Why isn't Rab Shimon ben Elazar moida b'shtayim? The kivin d'chol ha'idosoy b'shtar k'suve. Since the ha'ido, what he is being moida shtayim, is already written in the shtar. The shtar nam is shtayim mashma. Whatever we can derive from the shtar automatically is heilach. Heilach, sherei hakarkois mishubod malka. Whatever it says in the shtar, so there is already mishubit to the malva this amount. So that's heilach. So it's considered ke'ilu, the malva received already that what is written in the shtar. So whatever it says in the shtar is considered heilach. Avol ki omar sholish loim, shlishi milval pel, the third cell is a milval pel, the lav bishtar ksuve, the third cell is not written in the shtar, ve'ein akarkois mishubodim, the lav heilachu, so that's not heilach. Hochi gosinen ushtar de kamoida heilachu. If he's moida, what it says in, with the shtar, but he would say only what it says in the shtar, that's heilach. Look at the kiva the kamoida bay. The malavi dosi nami, without him being moida to the shtar, kol shitre heilachu, every shtar is heilach. Vachi perusha, umay the kamoida bay, the koso of the shtar, that what he is moida is heilachu. So we see that heilach is potter. That's why Shimon Elazar said the case of Moed Mitzvah is Chayev if he said Sholosh. But if you would say Shtayim, so that already is commanded Noketlei Biyodei the Malvah Domi because the Shtayim is Meshubit to the Malvah. So then there's no Chayev of Moed Mitzvah. It's not called a Haidah. We mentioned the Lomdes of Eilach is that of Tamzei Moed Mitzvah is he agrees to the malva, I owe you money, and this agreement makes the tain of the malva tain of shuvah, that he's mechuyev to be mevaret with a shvuah. Ma she'ein kein, if it is commanded noked le biyodidom, he says, if there's no agreement to the malva, I don't owe you anything, whatever, what it says in the shtar kilu, it's motel yotcha, it's paid up already. So it's missing in the Hidor, and that's what Rashi says over here. V'chol mashmois hashtar heilachu.
the start of the Heilachu, the legacy of the Kim, the Malavi, the Sinami, Koshtar, the Heilachu, no, it's the next Rashi, I'm sorry. That what he is moide, that says in the shtar is heilach. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, so let's go further. Shema mina heilach pot. So let's go back to the Gemara. Loi loi lamei meloch shtayim chay. Shtayim is chay. Heilach is chay, like Rabchia. Why the Ktoni is Sholish? So why did Rav Shimon Elozer say by Sholish is Chayiv? Lafuki mid Rabbi Kiva to be Chaylik Rabbi Kiva. The Omar Rabbi Kiva said by Sholish. Meishav Avei Dahavi Yupota Kamash Malom. The way the Mitzvah Satay Nahavi V'Chayiv. So that means Rav Shimon Elozer is saying that Sholish is also Chayiv. Shtayim is Chayiv because Heilich is Chayiv. And Sholish is also Chayim Lafukim Rabbi Kiva that says he's a Meishav Abed. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, if Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer wants to say that Sholish is Oichet Chayim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Oimer, Hoyil by the Mitzvah Sataina Yeshova, so by Sholish you shouldn't have said, because he was Moide, because Avzei Yeshova mi Boile. Shtayim is also a Moide. And Sholish, he should say, even Sholish, that Rabbi Kiva says there is a Meshev Aveda, is also Chayiv, if that is Pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi said, Lafuki mid Rabbi Kiva. The reason Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer said Sholish is he wants to be Chaylik Rabbi Kiva. Ditone Shtayim Lava Polik Rabbi Kiva. By Shtayim Rabbi Kiva is Moide that he's a Moide b'mitzas. So he wants to tell us that fellow Sholish is a Maidah B'mitzvah, where there Rabbi Kiva holds is a Meshav Abed. So he hochi, the Gemara is to be Shtayim Nami Chayiv. If you'll tell me, according to Rabbi Shimon Elozer, Shtayim is also Chayiv. Amai Tone by Sholish, Hoyil by the Mitzvah Satayni Yishove, Rabbi Shimon Elozer, Ima Amzei Yishove Miboyle, should have said, here you also swear. Vishaminon, and that if you would say Avza Yeshova, so then I derive from this Vishaminon the Loi Meishav Aveda Choshvle. That Rav Shimon Lozot is not a Meishav Aveda. Umidinokat Hoyel, since by Sholosh, Rav Shimon Lozot said since Rav Shimon Lozot says Hoyel Vahoyde Mitzvah Satayne Yeshova. Mashmed the chiyuve mishim the goram laatzmoi. The hosh was because he was moide. Shahoide b'miktas. He was moide, he said three. The hashtu the havei hoido. This is called the hido. See, Rashi says klar that the chesoren of heilich is because it's not called the hido. I'm not agreeing with the malva that I owe you. You say I owe you and I disagree with you. I say I don't owe you. You were paid up already. But by Sholish, Tashdu da Havoy Eidoim, Mishum de Sela Shlishi, Lav Eilachu, the third Sela is not Eilach. Avul Shtayim, Loi Havoy Eidoim, Mishum Eilach. But Shtayim is not Eidoim. Shtayim is not Eidoim, Mishum Eilach. It's not called because since you're getting paid up right away, commanded Nokilei Biyodai, so we don't hear from the Loive that he owes the Malva. He disagrees with the Malva. The Malva says, you owe me. I say, I don't owe you. You're paid up already. I don't owe you anything. So that makes it for a Kofer Akil. Melech is a Kofer Akil. So the Gemara says like this. No. Ela Loilam Shtayim Potter. You're right. Shtayim is potter. That I see from the Loshon of Rav Shimon Elozer, Hoyel Voide B'Mitzvah Zatayne. So we see then he's called Amoide B'Mitzvah, but Shtayim is not called Amoide B'Mitzvah. V'Heilach Chayim. And Heilach is Chayim. V'Shayni Hoche, but by Shtayim. The reason Shtayim is potter, the Komesaya Leishtore. Because there is a Siyua of the Shtar, that shows that the loive is right, because the shtar said sloim stam. So that is why that's not called this ahido, that only by shalish we see, we there's a chiyuv shuv, because there's, he's moide to the malve that I owe you, and he doesn't have a siyua to his taina, because the malve is a taina shuva. But by shtayim, there the loive has a shtar that is misayaya to his taina. So memela, so there the malva doesn't have a tain of shuva. So that is why the loiva doesn't have to swear. Bishani hoche de kom messiah leishtor. What does Rashi say? El loilam el yislach utrutze tritzochi. Loilam ke de kamut. O shtayim pota. Shtayim is take pota. That's the mashmoy sab rabbi. Shimim loza hoyul vohoyda. By sholish is a moide bemitzis. By shtayim is not a moide bemitzis, that's chai b'shvur. B'tayim alav mishum heilach, the heilach ba'al machayim. Sh'ani hoche deka mesaya leishtore. Ha eidim hachasumim al ashtar, the eidim which chasm on the shtar, me'idim kedvorev. They are saying eidis like the loivich, lo hoye al ashtayim. Lekach lo pirshu minyonim. That is why the eidim did not find it necessary to write the schum, how many sloim he borrowed, because since there were only two, so it is not necessary to write a schum. Hilkach ein tzorich shvuah. So the shtar seems to be telling us, like the loive is signing, and that is why he's potter from a shvuah by shtayim, and only by shalish he's called a maide b'mitzvah. Inami, so now the Gemara says a second mahalach why shtayim is potter. Could be heilach is chayit. Inami mishum davle shtar shibud kakois ve'enish boim al kviris shibud kakois. Now let us see what Rashi says. Inami lahochi lehovi shtayim oido lechay vayshuah. You know why shtayim, he's not mechuyev b'shvuah, levisha shtar oimekein, the shtar says shtayim, ushtar have shibut kakois, if there's a shtar, automatically there's a shibut, uchshem she'ein nishboim al kviras kakois, just like if a person is koifer, there's a tviya of kalke, and he's kaifer the kviya, and he's kaifer. So you don't swear on that. Kshem she'ein nishboim al kviras kalkois, kach peido osain eino mebiyo lidei shvuah. So being moide that I owe you kalke is not mechayim v'shvuah. The kalkois imut miteir shvuah v'mesech shvuah spek shvuah sadayon. Aber ki oma mal ve chomesh ve loy ve sholish, ik kvira voido ba meshe ein kosum vishtar. Now let us just understand the second mahalach. The second mahalach is, when there is a shtar, so the shtar is a shibut kakois. So the shtar, so if the loy ve says shtayim, so the shtar says shtayim, and if the loiva says shtayim, and the shtar, since it says sloim stam, is also saying shtayim, and shtayim, there is a shibut karkois, because with a shtar you can be gaiva from karka. So that is considered ki ilu, he was moide in karka. So memele, there's no chiyuv moide b'mitzis, if there was a ido on karka. So the Gemara is just telling us adin, like we know, ein nishboin ala karkois, you don't swear on karka. So that is when we're speaking about the kvira. Now here the kvira is not a kvira of karka, because in the shtar it says two, and he says, and he's the teveya five, so he's swearing on three. The three is not karka, because on the three there's no shtar that can be goiva from the karka. So the shvuah is on metaltalim. But the Haidah that brings to the Shvua is Kalka. And the Gemara Tanya is just like, you don't swear al Kvira Shibat Kalka, so Haidah and Kalka also is not Machayev Ashur. Now, let us just mention the Ha'orah from the Nachlis David, and when we'll come to Tosfos, we'll see a Teret to the Ha'orah. The Nachlis David asks, he doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, Ein ni ahidos karke cannot be mechayev ashvuim would mean as follows. Let us say a person is teveya from Reuven. Two things. He's teveya. Number one, you have a karke that is a teveya from Reuven, a karke that is a beisa. This karke is vine. You're holding it. He's also Teveya $100. Teveya $100. He's Teveya a Kalka that is a Beso and $100. And let us say he's Maida in the Kalka. You're right, the Kalka is taka yours, but I only owe you $50, let's say. So he's swearing on Metalpulin, the Hido is Kalka. I mean, it was money from him, Kalka Metalpulin. He's moiden the Kalka, and he's koifer in the Metalpulin. So that thing is just like, you don't swear on Kalka, a Hido of Kalka is also not Machaya Beshua. That's good. That's it. But he says, if a person has a shtar that you owe me 2 sloy, he's running him 5 sloy, but the shtar says, Al Kapodim, you owe me 2 sloy. Now, with this, when he comes with this shtar, Taman 2 sloy, let's make it a little better. It's Taman 2 dinrim. We have a case, he's running 2 dinrim. So when he's coming with the shtar, he's coming Taman a karka from him. He's capable of moneying a karka also. That means if worst comes to worst, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have what to pay. He can be goiva a karka that's worth 2 dinars. Fine. But his intent is to be goiva. His intent is to be goiva karka. When a person lends money, his intent is, give me back 2 dinars. I want you to give me back 2 dinars. So he's zicher moneying also metaltala. He can give me 2 dinars. If you don't want to give me 2 dinars, you can give me karka. But al kaponim hizicha moning metaltalim also. Give me 2 dinars and we're lady. So the Nachlas David is moirer. So why is this considered hoidoas karka? He's moiding karka. But he's moiding metaltalim also. If a person would mon Kalke metaltalim, so then there's a din, the hidos metaltalim will be mechayev ashvua, even though there's a dos kalke also. There's a din zoikik in the chosin she'im be machayis, it's the chosin she'esh be machayis, lishov aleim, if you're moaning metaltalim and kalke, so mitzad the hidos metaltalim, you're chayev to swear. So why is this considered hidos kalke? This kasha, the Nachlas David asks, and we'll see in Taisvus Ateret. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara says this for Ateret. The Gemara says that could be Helech is Chayim, and the reason Shtayim is Potter, because since with Shtayim I can mon from his Kalke with the Shtayim, so it's considered a Hidoas Kalke, and a Hidoa of Kalke cannot be mechayev ashvuas maida b'miktus. That's what the Gemara says. Now, let us see Taisus. Let's see Taisus again on Amud Aleph. V'shma mino dehelech pota. Now, when we learned the Gemara, we hear a machlekes, Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. Rab Shimon ben Elazar swears, hold you swear, it's called a Maida B'mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva says you don't swear because it's a Meisha Meveda. Rashi says Meisha Meveda is a Takona Darabonim, because we had mentioned that Afgimel Rashi holds you don't say Migul Afturei Mishvua. Migul came part of a Mishvua. We mentioned the Svore is because Amigo is a proof that you're right. Bring me another proof. Amigo is not 100% proof. It's a proof. Fine. I'm entitled to be Teveya from the Nitva. I swore to be Mavara. You brought me one raya. Bring me another raya. So that's why Rashi holds Amigo does not pater from a shvua. So that's why Rashi to say the svara of Rabbi Kiva is because he's a meishev aveda, which is a takonas chachomim, that if a person who's a meishev aveda, we're mesalik the chiyav shvua since he's a meishev aveda. That's how Rashi limpshat. Taisvis disagrees with Rashi, and Taisvis learns Meshev Aveda means Migo. It doesn't mean Meshev, it doesn't mean the Takon of Meshev Aveda. It means Migo. That means this person who said Shalosh, he didn't have to say Shalosh, he could have said Shtayim. And then that what he says Shalosh is, you see the Tzidkis, from his tainis, he said Shalosh. He very easily could have said Shtayim. So you should believe him on Shalosh with Amigo could have said Shtayim. So Taisvis learns, Rav Shimon Naloza holds, he has to swear on the rest, and he doesn't hold of Migu. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a Migu. That's the Machlokes, Rav Shimon Naloza and Rabbi Kiva. So now Taisvis has a problem. What is the Svara of Rav Shimon Naloza? Shmamino Dahilach Pota. So the Gemara said, that Shtayim is Pota, only Sholosh is Chayim, and Shtayim is Pota because it's Hailas. The Imtayim Afaktoishah, so what is this for Rav Shimon Veloza? Yeinemon b'Sholosh demigu deboi Omar Shtayim. Let's believe him with his Taina of Sholosh, because if he had wanted to, he could have said Shtayim. And if he would have said Shtayim, he would be Pota because Hailas is Pota. So let's believe the nitva that says Sholosh with Amigo of Shtayim. What is the, in other words, what is the svara of Rav Shimon ben Eloza? V'yesh loima. So Taisvus answers, kiven the heilach pota. Since we hold heilach is pota, and the whole lumdis of heilach that is pota is because he's telling him, in other words, I don't owe you anything, that the two is kemat paid up already, but I don't owe you anything. So therefore, he's similar to a koifer hakel. Is kimen the heilach pota im yoimar shtayim havele koifer hakel vein oda meis. That means that by saying shalosh, so he is not an azisponim in the eyes of the malve. Because he's telling the Malve, you say, I owe you. You're right, I do owe you. I wish to disagree on the exact amount. You say five, but I agree with you. I owe you. So Mamela, if the Nitva agrees with the Teveya, so he's Machayim to me Mawal with a Shvua. A Kaifa Hakel, there's a vehement disagreement from the Nitva to the Teveya. I don't owe you anything. So the lumdis of Heilach is that I don't owe you anything. The two is kemat paid up already and I don't owe you anything. So therefore, Taisu says, kiven the Heilach potter. And the whole reason that Heilach is potter is because we are saying, in other words, I don't owe you anything. The two are paid up. Im yei mishtayim havalei kaifar hakil, vein odem meis. So it's amigo de hoze. It's amigo de hoze. And that is why Rav Shimon ben Eloza holds that he's not nemo with amigo. Ul Rabbi Kiva lehavi ozes the Messiah leishtore. We mentioned last week that perhaps the lashon of the Tosfos Rosh is a little better. Ul Rabbi Kiva meis hoyo the Messiah leishtore. So that means Rabbi Kiva says that even though perhaps there's a difficulty to be an azas ponim to the malva who's makir b'shikroi. I mean, the Mal says, I lent you five. And if he'll say two, it's Maka B'Shikroi. And so Rabbi Kiva holds that a person could be an Aziz Ponim if Be'enei Ha'olam, he looks good. So then that gives him the courage to be a Meis Ponim to the Malvet. I mean, like this, it's, he looks very modern, the Yannis Tevei, and on Tevei Mken Yeshloim. He looks modern, but if he has a star that's Messiah, even though it's an Azusponim, Vakert, it looks good. It looks, the star is Messiah, so to the world it looks like he's telling the truth, so Mamela, it's a Gevaldik Amigo. The Azus would not prevent him, if he'd be a liar, the Azus involved would not prevent him from saying Shtayim, even though the Malvus Makim B'Shikrei, because he's gaining a public opinion. When he says Shtayim, look, it seems the way he's saying it. Look, the Shtar says Sloim, and he says Shtayim. So Memele, the public opinion would give him the koich to be an Azus Ponim. So Memele says the Gevaldik Amiga. If he'd be a liar, Yitzchak would have been an Azus Ponim, and said a better lie of Shtayim, which would be potter from a Shvu, and it have Shtar Messiah. La'olam Shtayim Chayiv. So the Gemara wanted to say that Shtayim is Chayiv a Shvu, because Heilech is Chayiv. So that I said a tremendous problem. So if Shtayim is Chayiv, so why does Rabbi Kiva say he's potter to swear al Tzmigu? What kind of Migu does he? He could have said Shtayim. If he said Shtayim, he'd also be Chayav Ashur. So what kind of Migu does he have? Av al gav de Shtayim Chayav, choshev le Rabbi Kiva meishev aved, it's called a Migu, l'chshomar Shtayim nire yoyse nemon l'fisha Shtam Messiah. That means there's a miga of a taine malyoso. It's a better taine. That means I have in hilchis shvue, if I'll say shtayim, I'll also have to swear. You're right. But if I'll say shtayim, I look to the world, nire yoisenem, when I'm saying shtayim, so people shake their heads that, when they leave the courtroom, they see, well, the loiva looks like he's saying the emes, the shtar is messiah. So memele, so even though by shtayim, he'd also be chayiv ashvua, but it is preferable to be meide in shtayim and to be nira nemon than to say shalosh. So Memele, so if he says Shalosh, that's a lie, that he's telling the truth. Because a liar would zicher say Shtayim to gain public opinion. Because when he says Shtayim, nire yoysenem levisha Shtar Messiah. La'oilam Shtayim pota. So the Gemara said no. Shtayim is pota. Ve'helech is chayim. Like Abchir. Bim Toima. Kiven the Hele Chayev, ki Omar Nami Shtayim, Eine Kaifer Hakel, so it's not considered a Kaifer Hakel, Hele Ches Chayev, the ki Omar Sholei Shinemen Bemigo Di Boy Omar Shtayim, Umay Taime the Rab Shimon Ben Alos. So now Toisvis repeats the Kasha that Toisvis asked in the beginning of the Sugi. Toisus asks in the beginning of the sugya, why does Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah hold when he says shalosh that he's chayav ashvua? He has amigo. He could have said shtayim. So Toisus said, sin heilich is potter. So heilich is called like a makayfa hakel. So it's amigo dahose. That means when if heilich is potter, so it's called like I'm not moided to you. So I have nothing to do with you. So it's amigo de hoza. So therefore, Rav Shimon Elozah holds that it's better to say sholeis than to say shtayim, because shtayim is amigo de hoza. Yen is makah b'shikre. Like Toisvis, but now the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Elozah holds eilech is chayim. So I'm not considered a koifa hakel. Eilech is not considered a kaifa hakel. So then he is a moirdik amigo. He is amigo, could have said shtayim. Umay taime de Rab Shimon ben Elozah. V'yesh loima, the sphira lei, the ma shahashtar misayoi. That what the shtar is misayaya, einoi toyen berot. He will not say shtayim, lefi shenire שמחמס השטר מוידה, ואם לא היה השטר, היה כיפר הכל. It is very interesting from Tosfos, the flow of Tosfos, we see the machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Akiva is, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that the loive is sensitive to the feelings of the malva. So that means if the malva is mourning hay, and he says gimel, so he says gimel, so then the malva can read between the lines. The loive is saying, I owe you, I owe it, not exactly the way the amount you say, I owe five, I owe three, but al kaponim, that's not a hose. He realizes, the loive is saying, I owe you, you're right, and the malva gets the message, and the loive does not feel that he's an azasponim to the malva. If the loive would say shtayim, so the message that the malva gets is as follows. You know why the loive said shtayim? Because he can't say less than shtayim, because the shtar says shtayim. So I see what kind of a shaygetz the loive is. I mean, that what he said shtayim is not because he wants to be moided to me. He wants to show me that you're right. The only reason he says shtayim because he can't say less than shtayim, because the shtar says a miut of shtayim. So memela, so it's not a good migu. The loiva would never say shtayim, even heilach is chayiv. It's not called a kofer akel, but the message the malva gets when he's made in shtayim is that you'd love to be a kofer akel. The whole reason you're made in shtayim because the shtar is saying the minimum of shtayim. So memela, it seems that is. Sometimes it seems that you say the machloikis between Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rab Akiva, is it a good migu, is it not a good migu, is dependent on one thing. According to Rab Akiva, the ikar that the loive cares about is public opinion. And public opinion, when he says shtayim, he has the public opinion. He's not. So Memela, if he'd be a liar, he zicha would have said shtayim, and gain with this, not only he's saving a dinner, he's also gaining public opinion. So it's a moira de kemigu. So if he didn't say shtayim, it's a guy who's telling the truth. And Rav Shimon Elazar said that, no, the loiva will not say shtayim, because by saying shtayim, the opinion the malva will get of him, is a degrading opinion. That means you're such an oisvolf. Don't you not even more than anything. The reason you're more than shtayim, because you can't go lower than shtayim, because the shtar says shtayim. But some mele, the malva sees the chutzpah, the azis, and the shekel of the tine of the loiva when he says shtayim, and that holds back the loiva from saying shtayim. That's the svar of Shimon Elazar. Ein nishboim al kviras shibud karkois. Vim taima. So we have over here, if you have a shtar, so, and the shtar says shtayim, and he'd be moide in shtayim, that's considered aido in kark. It's called a moide in kark. Vim taima, lemanda oma beperik et poshet, Shibuda de Araisa. There's a machloikis, do you say Shibuda de Araisa, you say Shibuda lav de Araisa. Let's just explain for 1 second what the machloikis is. If we hold Shibuda de Araisa, that means that if I borrowed something, automatically the malva acquires a schus in my kakois. That's a Shibuda de Araisa. So Tosfos asks, Laman the Omar, the Perek et Poshet, Shibuda de Araisa. He holds Shibuda de Araisa. So every halvo, mean as soon as the malva lends any money, this hal a shibud and the karkois of the loive. Is moide mixes a taina loma nishba, so where do you have a case of a shvu of a moide bemitzes? Ha-koifer shibud karkois. That means by every halvor, there's a shibud karkois. So memele,
if I lent him 5 sloim, so Lamaisa there's a shibud on 5 sloim, he's moide in 3 sloim, so there's Haidoas Karke, there's Kviras Karke. If you hold, an our Gemara was Mechadish, that if there's a shibud Karke, it's called Haidoas Karke, and Kviras Karke, even though he mentioned before the Nachlas David that said it's a Moedik Echidish, because he's also moaning money, that's the problem. Abul Kapanam, our Gemara says not like that. Al-Kaponim, our Gemara says that if there's a Shibut Karke, it's called Haidos Karke and Kviras Karke. V'yesh Loima, so Tosfos got stuck with a posik in the Torah. By every Moide B'mitzas of a Halvo, automatically there's a Shibut Karke if you hold Shibut in the Reise. V'yesh Loima, so Tosfos says it's a Moide Kekashe. You're 100% right. Now it's speaking about Shemochal Loi Hashibut. The whole case of a Moide B'mitzas by Havor will be when the Malva was Moichal the Shibut. That means he lent him money and he told the Loiva right away, Mi din teure, I have a schus in your karka. I'm Moichal the schus Shibut. So all he can be tevei is only money, but the Loiva owes him. He has no schusim in the karkois of the loive. So maybe it's not called heidos kark, it's not called kviras kark. Akimta number one. Oy she ain loy klal karkois, or maybe the posik is speaking about, he doesn't have any karka whatsoever. Afilu mishabdi, he doesn't have even mishubadike karkois. Now let's just explain what Taisvis is saying for 1 minute. Taisvis is saying that let's say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. If you hold Shibuda de Araise, so the karke is Meshubed to the Malva. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, the karke is Meshubed. I have a karke that's worth $100, it's Meshubed to Shimon. That means Shimon has a bailus, a schus in the karke. So Memele, that's called Shibud de Reis. Now, B'Shas Havo, he acquired a Shibud. Now, 10 days later, he sells the Karka. Reuven sells the Karka to Shimon. Fine. Now the Karka belongs to Shimon. Now, let's talk about 30 days come, Shimon wants the mon, the Chayv. He comes to Reuven, doesn't have any Karka, doesn't have any money. So he comes to Shimon. He said, you know, you purchased this karke from Reuven, it was meshubet to me, give me the karke. So Shimon says, well, maybe Reuven paid up already. Good, Adam say he borrowed it, maybe he paid you up already. So meiker hadin, the malva cannot mon from, Shimon cannot mon from the lekeach. Meiker hadin, he cannot mon from the lekeach. Va'af al pikein, Tosfos says that if there's Meshubadim, there will not be a Chiyuv Shvue because there's Karke Meshubadim. Even though Lemaise, the Malve cannot be Goive from the Lekuches, Shimon cannot be Goive from the Lekuches because he has no proof whatsoever that the Chiyuv was not paid up. And this is a big problem. So why should I say he's only moaning the karke? That is the problem on Tosfos. So the stipler says that there are 2 oifanim how a choiv can be paid up. There's a concept of shibud, which means that when the Malva lends the money, he acquires a bailus in the karka of the loive, which perhaps we could look at It's like a transaction. I'm giving you money, and I'm getting a schus in your karka. I'm getting a bailus in the karka. If he's goyve the karka, so that is cool. He's being goyve what he possesses. He acquired a bailus in the karka. He's goyve the bailus he possesses. There's another way to get paid up. I come over to the loyve. I say, listen, you bought $100. Pay me up to $100. And the loyve goes and pays up to $100. So there are two ways that a chayv can be paid up. One way it can be paid up by being goyve from the karka that he acquired. If it's paid up this way, so it's considered the karka, the chayv was paid up with a karka which was acquired b'shas halvo. There's another way it could be paid up, if the loyve will pay up to $100. But it's one or the other. That means if you're goyve the karka, so it comes out that the halvo was, the halvo theoretically is kain, a transaction. I gave you money, I'm getting back karka. So then it's considered there's a tviya of karka. If you pay me back money, so then there's no shibud, and we say you're owing me money. So Shitas HaTosfos is, if the gvir will be from karka, will take the karka away from the loive, or if there are mishubadim, and the disciple says, and let's say, for example, the loive will repurchase the mishubadim from the lekeya, now the karka is by him, so the malve can be goive the karka, which he acquired b'shas talbo. So it comes out that when one lends money, there are two eifanim how the money can be paid up. It can be paid up through the acquisition of karka that he acquired b'shas talbo, or can be paid up with money. So memele, the tviyeh is one of the two. If you want, I can be paid up with the karka I acquired, if you want shibud d'oraisa, or if you want, you can pay me back with money. So memele, this is considered a hoidoas karka, or a tviyas karka, because the chayv can be paid up with the karka that was acquired. That's why it's called Hidoas Karka and Tviyas Karka. So Tosfos says that the Pasuk that says that a Moide B'mitzvos has to swear, so theoretically, if there is Karka involved in Yotzi Buddha D'Araisa, so this should be considered a Tviyas Karka and a Hidoas Karka and a Kviras Karka. So Tosfos says we have to say the Pasuk is speaking about a case that either he was Meichel de Shibud, or he did not possess Kalka, and he did not possess Kalka B'shas Halvo, which later became Meshubit. That's what Tosfos says. Avol Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Bepeg, so I'm making the Kimten the Posik. Avol Rabbi Yochanan Bepeg Shavuos HaPikodon. Kaifa B'momen Shiesh Olav Eidem Chayiv Korbim. The din is, there's a din of Shavuos HaPikodon. If a person swears that he doesn't owe money, later he's moida that he swore false, he brings a kolben. That is, davke, if there was a kfira on momen, if there was a kfira on karke, he doesn't bring a kolben. So the Gemara says as follows, koyfe be momen, sheyesh olav edem, chayiv kolben. Sheyesh olav shtar, pot, if there's edem on the halvo, so that's considered a kfiras momen, and you bring a kolben, an asham gzeilis. Sheyesh olav shtar. If there's a shtar on the halvo, then it's considered a kfiras karka. You don't bring a kolben. Potem mishum de kaifer shibut kakois. The be'edim leichoshev kaifer shibut kakois. Be'edim it's not considered shibut kakois. And by karka it is considered, and by shtar it is considered shibut kakois. So Tosfos has a problem. So we're talking about a loive that possesses karka. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if there's edim, so then it's not considered kvira shibut kakois. If there's a shtar, it's considered kvira shibud kakois. So Tosfos says, Avol gav de sover, Rabbi Yochanan shibude de reise. Rabbi Yochanan holds shibude de reise. So memele, why by Edom is not considered kvira shibud kakois? Tosfos before said, if there's kalke, it should be called Eidos kalke, it should be called kvira skalke. So memele, in Rabbi Yochanan holds shibude de reise. So why a milve by Edom is not called kvira shibud kakois? So Tosfos answers, Avagav v'sov Rabbi Yochanan shibud de reise, hayne mishum, kivin shivkil chachomim ha-shibud b'milva alpe. Chazal were mafkia, the shibud kalke, you can't mon from lekuches, by a milva alpe, mishum pseida de lekuches, if there was a milva alpe, so the lekuches are never aware that there's a lien on the field. So memela, so they buy the kalke, being unaware that there's a lien. And if you be goyver from the lekuches, will come out, people will stop buying karkois. So Chazal said, if there was no shtar, you can never mon from the lekuches. So Menela Zuktois is, Kimen Shivkiyo Chachomim Ashibud B'milva Peh, Mishum Seyde the lekuches, Choshev Kilo Mocholoi Ashibud, so it's equivalent like there's no shibud. So then the tvi is only on money, not on kalkah. It's speaking about this only mishubodim. There's no bnei chayrim. The e is le bnei chayri. Afili yesh olav eidem poter because we hold shibud de reise. So memele, and there was no hafka from the shibud of minei from the loibe. If he lastly afilu mishubodim, and if he doesn't have mishubodim, afilu yesh olav shtar chayiv. Because if there's no mishubodim, so there's no kfira shibud karkois. So we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan that says this halacha, that a kaifa b'momin yesh olav edim is chayiv akobin, and yesh olav shtar is poter akobin, is speaking about that bishas alvo the loiva possessed the kalke. Then he sold the karke, and then he swore that he was makrish the chayiv. So memele, if there is a shtar, and the malve is capable of being goive the chayiv from the lekuches, so it's called the shvuas kfira shibud karkois. If there's no shtar, so there's only edim, so the malve is not capable of being goive the chay from the lekuches, because Chazal were mafki the shibud from the lekuches. So then it's called a kfiras momin, and then you bring a kol.